All right, welcome to hour number two on the Water Cooler. Sports Radio 1400, high school and local sports discussion, though, because I won't have a show Monday when the Packers play. It is a great opportunity to preview that matchup. And joining me, as he does every week, from CheeseheadTV.com, a terrific website if you're a Packers fan or just a football fan. A lot of great resources there, not just not just articles written, not just analysis, but also audio and video. Cheesehead TV, TV video. So they've got all kinds of things there you can check out at CheeseheadTV.com. I think you can type my name in there now, and actually it'll pull up all the times I've interviewed Brian and talked Cheesehead TV football. And Packers football with them. Brian Caribou is my guest right now. Hey, Brian.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. Glad to be talking some Packers football with you.
Yeah, exactly. Especially since this week we're not hovering our fingers over that panic button this week. We've backed off for now because the Packers are back to 1-1. All is right in the world. The Packers beat the Bears, and away they go to their next game. And this next game is against the Seattle Seahawks. It's a Monday night football game, so a long span between games for fans and, well, players, coaches, and everybody else alike. You go from a Thursday night game, and then you have to wait an entire week until Monday night football. But for a football team, for the Packers, they had just played they played a Thursday game, then they had that a Sunday game against the 49ers after that, and then they had a quick turnaround to the Bears game. So I'm sure that having this little bit of a break probably a bit welcome there by the Packers and their staff.
Yes, they definitely enjoying the kind of a mini bye week, I guess you could call it. The Packers had the weekend off. They didn't practice at all or anything. Just enjoyed themselves. Probably got, the coaching staff probably got prepared a little bit for the Seahawks game here. But, they're back to work this week and getting ready for the Seahawks. And the weird schedule continues because, they're going all the way out to the West Coast in Seattle. So even after this game, they'll probably be getting back in Green Bay at like 5 a.m. Tuesday morning. So their body clocks might be a little bit off for the rest of the week.
Well, it is interesting, heading out west. Of course, it's getting the Seahawks on Monday Night Football. Obviously, for fans, it's a great way. They get to be on, the only game in town on that night and everything. But just in terms of the matchup now, the Seahawks. We'll talk about Russell Wilson in a minute because I think it's definitely worth bringing up and talking about. But just the Seahawks themselves they're a team, and it's only two games in, but it's hard to figure out because they just dominated a Dallas team that dominated the defending Super Bowl champions, but the team, I guess you can call it maybe sneaky good. They certainly appear to be much improved from last year.
Yeah, exactly. The Seahawks team is a little bit hard to get a pulse on. On defense, they're very good. They have a lot of good young players there, and a defense that's going to be very good this year and perhaps even for years to come. And it's the offense that they're still trying to look for an identity to. Of course, they got the rookie quarterback there, but other than quarterback, probably some of the weaknesses on the team might be receiver, offensive line. So looking to gel there, but still with all the talent on the defensive side of the ball, can be very dangerous, especially at their home field.
Yeah, and that home field advantage, that 12th man, I think every team has copied that at this point, but they were one of the originators of it, at least in the NFL. Seattle's got a great home field for it, and again, as you mentioned, the defense has really been the story there. I mean, there's not a lot of names that you're going to see that pop off that roster and you're gonna be like, oh, I know that guy. Not a lot of that kind of, not a lot of those kind of guys on the team, but it's still, as you said, a very solid defense. And for the Packers, the start of the year, I think everybody kind of talked about how they're going to face some pretty good defenses out of the gate. I'm seeing the stories this week. People are worried about Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees, but at least in Rodgers' case, this will be his third straight per defense he's gone up against.
Exactly. Aaron Rodgers has kind of gone off to a slow start, especially if you consider it to the job the Packers offense last year when they were one of the best in the NFL. So Packers are looking to explode out of the gates here at some point. It's not even out of the gate anymore. They're just looking to come alive here. They face two good defenses in the 49ers and the Bears and continue to face one here. So who knows what's going to happen. But, yeah, it's you haven't seen Aaron Rodgers hit those deep like you're accustomed to seeing. Haven't been hitting Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, and all the touchdowns they had last year. So Packers probably going to face another team that's going to try to limit that, going to try to keep the plays in front of them. Teams have been playing their safeties back on the Packers, not wanting to give up the deep play. So I expect they're going to see that again at Seattle on Monday.
And you mentioned Greg Jennings, you know, and obviously he's dealing with an injury right now, a groin injury. You know, we've talked a little bit about, you know, there's that whole contract stuff, whatever, off to the side, the trade rumors and all that. But, you know, for him to be healthy and be a productive part of the Packers offense, I'm sure that once he gets to be, you know, gets to be healthy, I'm sure that will have a pretty big impact too, because, you know, hey, he's pretty good at football, so.
Yes, it kind of weird, actually. Greg Jennings practiced on Tuesday when the Packers practiced for the first time after that Bears game, and now was just said on Thursday by Mike McCarthy that Greg Jennings, they were probably a little too over-optimistic with him. He's not quite come along quite as far as they had hoped, so Greg Jennings is still questionable for the Monday Night Football game. That's not the official designation that the Packers have placed upon him yet, but his status is up in the air, so don't really know what's going to happen with him yet. Still have several days, so Packers have some time yet. Maybe these next couple days or so will allow him to play, but as of right now, he's a question mark.
Yeah, definitely. He was held out of practice on Thursday, so yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. You look on the other side of the football, and I know that this has been kind of out there in the national media. They after beating the Bears, we got the whole run of Charles Woodson and Clay Matthews on national shows. We had those two were on back-to-back shows on our station. In fact, Clay Matthews was on Dan Patrick, and then Jim Rome had Charles Woodson on, and it was interesting, you know, especially in a case like Clay Matthews, where, you know, in the offseason, people are wondering, well, how come he didn't, you know, how come his sack totals were down? Didn't he have an effect, you know, great year, whatever? He had six sacks last year. He's already got that this year. I know that, you know, sacks are can be a bit misleading when you're talking about the overall impact of a player. I remember watching a lot of Packers games last year and seeing Clay Matthews disrupting things, getting the hit on the quarterback, just not, you know, getting the sack, not bringing him down with the football, but in other ways, you know, creating pressure. It is interesting to see how that that perception has changed now that he racked up some stats here in a couple of games.
Yes, it is weird. It's almost hard to believe he had only six sacks last year, but that is not to diminish what he did on the football field. Last year, Clay Matthews had career highs in interceptions, forced fumbles, and passes defense. So, I mean, he was still a good football player last year, even though maybe he didn't, you know, take down the quarterback as much as the Packers would have liked. But, you know, still, he was getting there, hitting the quarterback, sometimes, you know, just a split second too late. But even then, those kind of things add up. When you're talking about quarterback hurries, quarterback pressure, quarterback hits, that gets in the mind of a quarterback, even if you're not sacking them. So Clay Matthews definitely, so far this year, you know, exerting his status as one of the premier defensive players in the NFL.
And this Packers defense is going to have a different challenge this week in that the first couple of quarterbacks they face this year are more of your typical pocket passers, and Alex Smith and Jay Cutler, guys who aren't really known for you know, running all over the place. Now this week on Monday Night Football, they're going to get Russell Wilson, who is a guy who does play effectively outside the pocket, throwing on the run. And I know that we've talked about this in the past too, and the Packers have had historically some issues in dealing with players that can you know, move the pocket, can get outside of the tackles and make plays with their legs too. Russell Wilson's been a great story, and we can talk about the great things he did in Wisconsin and everything, but in terms of what he can do in the against the Packers defense, it's been a small sample size, but at least thus far he's shown that he can at least make some plays, and obviously being in its third game, there's a lot for him to learn, but still presents a different challenge for the Packers defense this year.
Yes, the Seahawks have tried not to do too much with Russell Wilson, asked too much out of a rookie quarterback, which has probably been good for him in the early going, but, you know, at some point he's going to be faced with some difficult situations or put in a position where he's going to have to make a play to make a key first down or even win a game or something like that, and the Packers are going to have to, try to put some pressure on him, but at the same time, you don't want to put so much pressure on Russell Wilson that he escapes the pocket and hurts you with his legs. So it's kind of one of those catch-22 situations where he could hurt you either way. So he's definitely a talent. People saw what he did at Wisconsin. And, Russell Wilson is a guy you're going to have to game plan for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it is interesting too. Obviously, there's other storylines aside. You know, Russell Wilson being the Badgers quarterback last year, Matt Flynn being the backup quarterback over there too. I don't know if he's gonna be photobombing any captain's photos this week or anything like that. But that I think that was kind of the intention in the minds of the schedule makers when ESPN decided to pick this game up Monday night. They were probably thinking, oh, Matt Flynn faces his former team on Monday Night Football, kind of thing. Didn't exactly get to that point, but either way, that quarterback position. Whoever is playing, whether it's Russell Wilson or Matt Flynn, certainly plenty of intrigue for people back home here.
Yes, there was so much tension in the offseason on what Matt Flynn would do, and he goes to Seattle to potentially become the starter. It doesn't happen when they go with Russell Wilson, and so now perhaps a little bit of luster has worn off this game, maybe a little, but Russell Wilson is still a great storyline with his Wisconsin connection, so... It's still a great matchup for both teams, even though Flynn may not play.
Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. You can check out all the analysis there, all the interviews they do throughout the season as well, online with everything they do there at CheeseheadTV.com. Brian is the editor of the site. Brian, great to have you on. Great to talk Packers football again with you for another week, and looking forward to talking again next week after this Monday Night Football game.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Brian. Brian Caribou again right there. CheeseheadTV.com. Again, a great resource for Packers fans, NFL fans in general. Great resource for you to check out. I have been known to stop by and check out the message board. I don't think I've actually left a comment or anything yet, but I have participated in a couple of things they do there. So pretty awesome stuff if you're a football fan and need some more insight. I find that, and you've probably known this from the show, I like to interview people who have a dedicated following to the team when they're not, you know, given a press credential, still find a way to cover the team and do a great job at it. So a big thanks to Brian Caribou right there from CheeseheadTV.com. More football talk coming up on Sports Radio 1400.